You have two dead agents that worked for you, one north of the border, one south of the border, and particularly in the case of Brian Terry, he was gunned down with two weapons from Fast and Furious. It has been months, and you tell me that you're not, you weren't doing it because of an IG investigation. Well, let's go through a few questions here, Madam
Secretary.
Let me finish my question.
Go ahead, Brett. That insinuation is not
accurate. Madam Secretary, you... We could have the record read back and take a few minutes. But
no, that's the insinuation I'm objecting to.
Look,
but go ahead and ask your question.
You said because of an IG investigation you were not having further investigation, except you became aware of this in December. The IG investigation began in February. For 3 months, you had a dead Border Patrol agent, and there was no IG investigation. What did you do between December and February to find out about Fast and Furious since... and we can give you the documents. We're happily, we get you the unredacted ones if we could get them from other parts of government. People on the ground knew those were Fast and Furious weapons found at the scene within hours. So it wasn't something that wasn't known. It was known at the time. The question is, Homeland Security employee is gunned down, two weapons found at the scene, part of Fast and Furious. Agents on the ground know that it's Fast and Furious before Brian Terry was laid to rest. 3 months go by, and that now and today you told us about an IG investigation. My question is, first of all, do you have an IG, and are you going to have your IG look into what happens when you segund agents, and they're aware of gun walking and do nothing? Is that appropriate for you to have your IG investigate? Yes or no, please.
Well, that question merits a lengthier response, and I'm going to give it to you.
I'll look forward to that in writing. But back to the basic question. You knew about when Brian Terry was gunned down, you knew, in fact, he was gunned down. People on the ground knew that he was gunned down with Fast and Furious weapons. 3 months went by. What did you do between December and February to find out the details about his loss of life? And aren't you outraged here today that if you were not informed that weapons allowed to walk into drug dealers, cartels' hands had killed one of your agents, and during those 3 months they kept it from you?
I think your insinuation that...
Ma'am, please answer the question. Please don't talk in terms
Mr.
of insinuation.
May I have the opportunity to answer, please?
Madam Secretary, if you would try to succinctly answer his question, and then if you'd like to elaborate, the chair will give you the time.
Well, let me make a suggestion, if I might, because the representative is combining a lot of different things. If he would give me his questions, I'll be happy to respond in writing.
Well, the one question I'd like a succinct answer to is, you became aware that Brian Terry had been gunned down. People on the ground at that time knew they were Fast and Furious weapons. That was December. Between December and February of 2011, what did you do to discover further the conditions around his death? One. And then the second question, which was equally straightforward, aren't you here today furious that the Justice Department, not ATF, the Justice Department withheld from you the knowledge of Fast and Furious during this entire period of time, including one in which you had an agent dead?
I think we all should be outraged at the death of Agent Terry. And I think the first thing is to recognize who actually killed him, and that our number one priority was to make sure the shooters were found. Some had gone back into Mexico, and that the FBI was in charge of that investigation.